Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. Here on Cape Ford Mountain in West Virginia, about 33 miles southeast of Charleston, West Virginia. I am here on Cape Ford Mountain for the Mountain Keepers Music Festival. And the purpose of this concert, according to local citizen activist Larry Gibson, is to, quote, show support for human rights, health, and water rights, and basically everything that we have. Larry Gibson has been working to protect the Appalachian heritage, his land, his family, and this region. This land borders the mountaintop removal zone. So Larry, you said you used to have real high quality, you had water running through the mountains here and on your land, and so the well water has been polluted, so you're having to haul in your water? There's no running water on?
No running water. We have no electricity except what I bring up in the form of a generator. We've never had electricity in the history of that mountain, yet I have been asked to sacrifice this mountain so others can have electricity, but it will never happen, not as long as I'm living. Okay, it was not about money in the first place, or I would have never turned it into a land trust. You know, it's simply about saving a piece of our culture, our way of life. As you can look, what mountains we have left are serene, beautiful. They're actually a life vessel. One time, sitting on my mountain, I watched a guy shoot a bear with a bow, and he didn't kill it outright. And I heard that bear bawling and crying because it was dying. These mountains right here are a life vessel. They're a life vessel. They support all forms of life, you know, all forms of life. I'm challenging people around the world that will hear this here recording to come up with something that will describe the death of the cry of a mountain when it's dying. Maybe then people will understand me, because I cannot describe it myself. I know what it is, I know what it sounds like, but I cannot describe the death of a mountain because it's too tragic. There's no way to do it. I can describe the death of an animal, a bear, or an animal I'm hunting to eat, but to describe the death of a mountain simply by hearing 1,000 pounds of dynamite going off, yeah, that would do it. That would do it.
Ed Wiley. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. I was hearing about Marsh Fork Elementary and the actions that you've been taking and your concerns. So I would love to hear, where is Marsh Fork? What are the issues? How is this connected to the coal mining industry? What led you to take some action?
Marsh Fork Elementary is in Sundial, West Virginia, here in the Coal River Valley. And it holds 220 little kids. My granddaughter actually went to that school, and she is the one that got me my eyes open to the issue there. I spent many, many days behind that school working. I worked on just about every Massey energy site in the area and in some of Kentucky.
You did?
Oh, yes. I was. We contracted work from them, and I spent a good 3.5 years working under a contractor. But everything we done was above ground and outside the deep mines. You know, I like to say we're educated hillbillies now. Our children deserve a chance, just like any other child in America. That's what it's about for me in this movement. My granddaughter, you know, she got sick at Marsh Fork Elementary. It really woke me up to what I was doing and what the coal mining industry is doing to our communities, doing to our future water system. And, you know, they talk about clean coal technology so much. People in America really need to know that they're being lied to. There is no such thing as clean coal technology. The Appalachian Mountains should be called a national monument just for the water issue alone. The people in New York City really connected with this. We, the Appalachian Mountains as a whole, we are the sponge, we are the filter, and we are the distributors of the water for around the nation, the bigger cities, and they really connected with that. And people need to know, yes, this is happening, you know, to our children, to Marsh Fork Elementary, our children in the community. This is happening to our communities now, but this is your backyard too. This is your water supply. This is your children's future's water supply. In the Appalachian Mountains as a whole, we are the filter. We are the, you know, we are the sponge, we are the filter, and we are the discharge. So everybody in America should be standing up and talking out against mountaintop removal and what it's doing to our communities and their future water system around the nation.
The following road sessions are from people living on the gas lands and fighting fracking throughout the United States and globally.
We've come here from around the country to send you a simple message.
Please.
We want you to ban fracking now! Ban fracking now! Ban fracking now!
Public health and the environment is being destroyed by fracking! We've come here today from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, West Virginia, with one simple message for you. Ban fracking now! Ban fracking now!
Hi, I'm Sharon Wilson, and I'm also known as Texas Sharon, and I'm from Texas. I lived in Wise County in North Texas, and that's where Mitchell Energy experimented until they learned how to get oil and gas out of shale. So it literally was born in my backyard, and it cost me a great deal in because I lost my American dream too. So I've gone through so many stories of so many people who have been horribly impacted by this. I helped them learn how to document contamination on their property and wade through the very complicated maze of regulation. Then I took their case studies, I developed their stories into case studies, and I put them together for a report called Flowback, How the Texas Natural Gas Boom Affects Health and Safety. And those are the case studies that I took to the EPA in advance of their new air rules for oil and gas. Evidence from where the residents had the state test in their yard, and the chemicals detected in their yard matched the chemicals detected in their blood, and then industry still denies that they're causing any harm. So when that happens, when the chemicals in your air around your house match the chemicals in your blood, industry needs to stop denying and start fixing the problem.
Margaret Bowers. One of my missions is to bring this issue to my community, to make them aware of what's going on, because it is not a subject that is discussed very much by the leadership of that community. I want people to know what's going on. I've lived in that community for 34 years, and in my youth, when I first bought there, I drove south on La Cienega Boulevard and I saw the ugly oil field, but I wasn't educated as to the risks that we face. And so once I turned right to go to my home and I didn't see the field anymore, I wasn't concerned. But now, through the efforts of various community groups like Citizens Coalition, I am more informed and I feel that I have a duty to inform others. My neighborhood is a beautiful, tranquil community to look at. When you see it, you think, how beautiful. But if you really thought about what we are facing, it really isn't beautiful. It is quite dangerous. Our health is at risk. I wake up in the night and I smell oil, or I smell rotten egg. I wake up the first thing in the morning when I have breathed the air inside my home, and I go out, like Dr. Williams was just saying, and I can really smell what's out there. Sometimes it's pungent. I'm a registered nurse. I've taken care of people with lung cancer, people who became ill because they had no control over what made them ill. I'm thinking that we do have some control over what is potentially making us ill in this community, and we need to do something about it.
It is Sunday, November 17th, 2013. I'm at Calicoon Creek Park in Calicoon, New York.
Jen McGlashan.
The Delaware River is what brought me up to this area in the first place.
And Jen, you live in Calicoon Center. You have a farm. You moved here so you could do this. Mm-hmm. You're very connected, of course, to the land itself as a farmer and to water. How would you share with us your views on what's happening around the issues of fracking and shale gas extraction?
Oh, it would destroy everything. I can't even really parse it out for that. It would destroy everything. I mean, one contamination and that's it. And like I said, I'm at the top of the hill. You know, if I were to have a well up there, it would ruin the valley. I can't say it any clearer than that. It would destroy everything. I'm cautiously optimistic. I feel like the longer we keep them at bay, to let the science catch up. And they're discovering also that this region isn't as lucrative as they thought it was, and people are pulling out of Pennsylvania. And I feel like if we just stall, eventually the science and the politics and the monetary issues will not solve themselves, but become more of a deterrent to the large gas companies.
I'm Jill Wiener. I work with Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy.
Jill, we're here at the Calicoon Farmers Market. The Delaware is right there, right in front of us. And this is part of the Delaware Is Me campaign. I'm wondering if you can talk about what that is and the upcoming DRBC meeting and things like that.
Sure. So I work in conjunction and with a whole bunch of different organizations who are good government groups and environmental organizations and public health advocates who are concerned about the health of the river and the future of the river, and especially the looming question about the DRBC issuing fracking regulations on property around the river and through the river. 2 years ago, there were proposed regulations, and they were never issued. So we're sort of celebrating that and celebrating the health of the river today. Hashtag the Delaware is me.
Thank you, Jill. Jill Wiener from Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell.